Keshog staggered from the pub, befuddled by the drink, and took a horse he thought was his, but wasn't. Who would think that such an error could result in death? But, like a thief, Keshog was condemned to dance with no door underneath. The hangman stopped the wagon at the foot of Gallows Hill, just in front of Muldoon's pub. Said Keshog, "What the hell?" Muldoon said, "It gives the horse a rest before the climb, while I treat you to a farewell drink, an old custom of mine." "The devil take this waiting round," said Keshog to the man. "Damn your custom. Let's get to the business that's at hand. In all my life I've never let a drink get in the way of any enterprise I'm at. To hell with this delay." So, to the scaffold, up the steps, the noose around his neck, the trap was sprung, and Keshog swung. He gave one final kick. Then up the hill like a bat from hell came a horseman galloping. "Stop, stop," he called. Too late, he brought a pardon from the king. For 7 days and 7 nights the corpse of Keshog hung, stiff and still in every part, except only the tongue. Every moment of that week the countryside around was kept awake and terrified by the unceasing sound of Keshog cursing anyone in language rich and phrasing rare who thinks he has no time to spare to pause and share a friendly one.